This is Danny Bryant, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues Show on REM FM.
quite sure about old Black Crows, but this is the older, or even older, Black Raven with you. Hello, it's Dave Raven on The Raven and the Blues on REM FM, on Skybird Radio, East Coast of the USA, and of course, as an MP3 on a podcast player of your choice. Welcome to the programme, wherever you're listening in the world. Hope you're feeling fine and doing well here in the UK. It's been a typical English summer, rain and cold, and the heating's on, and oh, I wish I lived somewhere warm. That's Tony Joe White opening up the programme with a track from the album which came out a couple of years ago called One Hot July, which was the one thing we didn't have here in the UK. That's a track called Old Black Crow. The album is One Hot July, of course, after having just mentioned. Tony's coming to the UK in September time, or was coming to the UK. Haven't done anything for a while, but he's down as being a guest on the show, which could be good, should be good if he can make it. Let's hope he does. His new album is called Deep Cuts. We've played a couple of tracks from it over the course of the last month or two. Tony Joe White wrote lots of great songs for other people too. Rainy Night in Georgia is one of his, and here's another one which he wrote, which became a huge hit for Tina Turner. But it's been released now on a new album from Eha Littinen from Finland on Roof Records. The album is called Grip of the Blues, and here she is with her take of Steamy Windows.
Systems will overload.
more bluesy than the Tina Turner original. I was going to say original, but Tina Turner had the first hit with it. Eha Littinen off the album Grip of the Blues, brand new on Roof Records. Come on, Thomas, if you're listening in Germany, I haven't got the copy of it yet. I've had to get that from eMusic. That's her version of the Tony Joe White original and Steamy Windows. Talking of new albums, here's one from Cephas and Wiggins, great Piedmont blues. The album is called Richmond Blues, came out about a month ago, and this is an old blues original called Step It Up and Go.
Shimmy, but you won't no more. You got to step it up and go. Yeah, man. Throw your keys be hit. Man, you got to step it up and go. Got a little girl who stays upstairs. Try to get by putting on ass. You got to step it up and go. Yeah, man. Throw your keys be hit. Man, you got to step it up and go. Back door too. Tell me, baby, what you're gonna do. You got to step it up and go. Yeah, man. Oh, your keys be here. Swear you got to step it up and go. I got a girl, her name is Laura. I give a little bit. Took it all, you gotta step it up and go. Yeah, man. Oh, you can't see here. Well, you gotta step it up and go. Now, me and my baby walking down the street. Hollering at it one step, the chief police, you gotta step it up and go. Yeah, man. Oh, you can't see here. Well, you gotta step it up and go. My girl calling, oh, got to go. You got to step it up and go. Yeah, man. Can't see here. Well, you got to step it up and go. Now, me and my baby walking down the street, telling everyone, except the chief police, you got to step it up and go. Yeah, man. Oh, you can't stay here. Well, you got to step it up and go.
Great duo have been around for many, many years. John Cephas and Phil Wiggins, collectively Cephas and Wiggins. That's a track they've done before on previous Rounder Records, but that's a brand new release. It's called Richmond Blues, came out this year. Now, it may be a compilation of some of their earlier work. I don't know, but it does sound to me as if it's their voices are a bit more mature, and it's been recorded more recently, I think. But because one of the downsides of buying your stuff from eMusic, as I did with that, is that you'd get no CD notes, of course. You just get the CD cover, and you get the albums. I mean, it's great value, and it's not DRM'd, and it's a great way of making a music collection together. But if you want more information, which I sometimes do for shows like this, it makes a lot of help if you've actually got the CD to hand. This is The Raven and the Blues, and a sad death this week of Isaac Hayes, who was so influential in so many ways in the soul era of the 1960s, not only as a singer, but also prior to that as a songwriter. He wrote some great material for Stax Records, for people like Sam and Dave, Hold On, I'm Coming, and Do You Know What I Know, and so on. And so therefore I knew him as a songwriter long before I knew him as a performer. But by the late 60s, he was then in the movie Shaft, and then he developed a style all of his own, where he had sometimes albums with only three tracks on them. One side was 18 minutes long, one track, and the other side was two tracks. I can't play the 18-minute version of some of his numbers, it just really is too long, but here's a 7-minute version which really sums up what he did with the soul music at the end of the 1960s, early 1970s. Isaac Hayes, this is taken from the Ultimate Isaac Hayes, a compilation of all of his great works. Two-disc collection altogether came out 3 years ago, but here it is with By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
I'm talking about the power of love now. I'm gonna tell you what love can do. You know when they say love makes the world go round, that's the truth. Now I want your imagination. I want you to travel with me. Oh, come on, come on, come on. This young man was raised in the hills of Tennessee. When he reached the age of maturity, he moved to the West Coast. And he fell in love when he got out there to this young girl. And then the inevitable came engaged and they were married. Oh, the power of love was upon him. But you see, girls, I don't mean to come down on you. But this man loved this woman so he could see no wrong, no, no, no. He spent his last dime on the woman because he loved her. You know, girls, you can take love and kindness sometimes for weakness. And she took it for granted. And she tipped out on him too. She ain't nobody gonna believe what you tell him, no way. Fool. Oh, yeah, girls, you do like that sometimes. But one day, old boy got sick, and he had to come home. I don't have to tell you what he found. Oh, it hurt him so bad. He said, baby, mama, all he could say. But she said, oh, gone, fool, you doing it. But the man wasn't doing it, but that's the only excuse she could give him. He said, mama, I can't take it. I got to leave you. I'm going to leave you. Well, she tried to straighten up. She said she was going to straighten up. She got a little job to help him out with the bills, too. But that was just a sham. Because he found it again. And again, and seven times he left this woman, and seven times he came back. And he had taken all that he could stand. And the eighth time that this went down, he said, Mom, I got to go. He said, I'm leaving my heart right here. Oh, I don't want to go, but I got to leave your mama. And he's going down the highway. I guess it was around 3:30 in the morning. He could hardly see the road with tears in his eyes. He could barely see the sign that read on the side of the road. The next town, 125 miles away. And these very words came into his mind. He said, by the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. Oh, and she'll find a note I left hanging on the door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. Yes, she will. Why? 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. Oh, by the time probably stop at lunch just to give her sweet goodbye, a call. Oh, voice you'll hear. Oh, the phone keep right on ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing, oh, and ringing off the wall. Mama, 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 that's all. And by the time I get to Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly in her restless sleep. Call my name out low. Oh, then she'll cry just to think I would really leave her. But time after time after time after time and time again, I tried to tell her so, but she was a non-believer, and she didn't know, oh, that I would really go. I would really go. Oh no, I hate to leave you, baby. Yes, I do.
It's kind of
I really
over the top productions, but it did work way back then. It kind of still works now. It was so long you couldn't really play it on the radio. That's 7.5 minutes. Some of the other tracks were even longer. The album originally came out back in 1969, almost 40 years ago, called Hot Buttered Soul. And the reason behind the album was, although he'd been a house writer for Stax Records, they had a link with Atlantic Records, and then he lost the catalogue. And so all of a sudden, the head of Stax said, we've got to get more albums out very, very quickly. Al Bell, this was. And so basically all the acts had to bring out albums pretty quickly. And so Isaac had this idea of having these long monologues. And so that's what happened. He did also did Walk On By, the Dionne Warwick original on that as well. He died on the 10th of August. And sadly, in a strange way, he's going to be remembered more by the young kids as being the chef in South Park, Isaac Hayes. And if you want to, you can find a complete collection of his work on eMusic. All of his greatest hits are there, both back from the old soul days and then those long extended versions as well. And when you think you only pay so much per track, for a 15-minute track, it's quite good value, really. This is The Raven and the Blues on REM FM on Skybird Radio and as a podcast. A brand new album from somebody who's been around the business quite a few years now. His name is Willie Big Eyes Smith, who was with Muddy Waters Band, and he's got a new album out. It's great, absolutely wonderful. When I first heard he had a new album, I thought, oh, this is a guy, you know, who's clocking on a little bit, but he sounds as good as ever. Here he is, the first track on the album, which is called When I Left.
Thank you. Well, you know that I love you, but I won't take that no more.
I born in 1936 and experienced in those early days listening to on a gramophone player people like Robert Johnson and Tampa Red and Memphis Minnie and the like, and decided then he loved the blues. He also was of an age where he was born in Helena, Arkansas, working as a young guy, really. He knew how to pick cotton, pull cotton and bale cotton. He also knew for every 100 pounds of cotton he picked and pulled and baled, he would get just $2. Amazing stuff. That's his new album. Great vocals. Wrote all the tracks on the album. And also he's got some great musicians alongside him as well. That's Willie Big Eye Smith. He worked over the years with people like Muddy Waters and Bo Diddley and Pine Top Perkins and the like. And that's his new album. Brand spanky new. And that's a track which is called When I Left. The album is called Born in Arkansas. Website you'll find on the Raven and the Blues site. Just be go straight to raven.dj/R&B. Look for Willie Big Eye Smith and you can follow the link there to how to get hold of the record and how to buy a copy for your own self. This is the Raven and the Blues, and here is an old friend of the programme, Long John Baldry, who brought an album out in 2001 which was called Remembering Leadbelly. His voice was kind of very similar to Huddy Leadbetter's in a way, and he was therefore able to go back to his blues roots and do the music of Leadbelly. Here he is with Good Morning Blues.
Woke up this morning with the blues running round my bed. Yeah, I found the blues this morning running round my bed. And I went down to my breakfast and I found them all in my bread. Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? I'm doing all right, boy. Good morning, how are you? Yes, I'm doing all right, boy. Good morning, how are you? Well, I'm doing all right. Good morning, how are you? Oh, good morning, blues.
Sounds like Yorkshire. Good morning, how are you? Long John Baldry from the album Remembering Lead Belly in 2001. He died, what, 4 years ago, I guess, 5 years ago, and that's called Good Morning Blues. If I mention the words Katie Lied, some of you may go, what? Others may go, oh, Steely Dan. It's one of the numbers that Steely Dan wrote and performed back in the 1970s. And if you're a Dan fan, you will know the kind of music they do and did. And here's a band called Katie Lied, and I think obviously influenced by the music of Becker and Fagan. It's a new album, which is not particularly bluesy as such. It's called Late Arrival, but there are some great numbers on it. And as the Raven and the Blues does, stretch its genre out a little bit left and right and forward and up and down. I thought you might enjoy this one. So title track of the album, the band out of the UK called Katie Lied. Here is a track called Late Arrival.
Thank you.
band are called Katie Lyde. Out of the UK, their new album is just on release now, and that is the title track of it, called Late Arrival. It's out on Pinnacle Records, or Weatherbox Records, and again, you'll find the link on the Raven and the Blues page. This is the Raven and the Blues, and if you ask me who have I got the most albums of in my collection, the answer has to be, it's getting pretty close, but it has to be John Lee Hooker. I mean, he was unbelievably prolific over the years, from the late 1930s right through to his death, but also, I just seem to have far more albums of him than anybody else. Shortly followed, I think, by B.B. King, quickly coming up behind with perhaps a few less. Here's John Lee Hooker with an album which came out back in the 1990s on Virgin Records. It's called Don't Look Back, and here he is in duet with another of my favourites, and that's Van Morrison. John Lee Hooker, Van Morrison together, and the title track of the album, Don't Look Back.
Don't look back or today or yesterday. No good. I know so many people trying to live on for the past. No good. If I could call back today, oh, yesterday, I'd never, never be poor. No good. Stop dreaming, stop dreaming. And live on, live on. For the future. No good, no good, no good. No, 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 no. It ain't no good. Live on. For the future. And not the past.
Don't look back.
No.
no. No, 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 no. Stop dreaming, stop dreaming. And live on, live on. For the future, not the past, not the past. No good, no good. For those days, it's gone, it's gone. Them past on by. Those days, those days. Gone by, gone by. Stop dreaming and live on for the future. Those days gone, gone, gone away. Oh, oh, oh. I gotta say something. If I could live my life all over again, I'll call back them days. Yes, I would, yes, I would. Well, well.
Call back them days. Call back them days. Yes, yeah. Call back them days. Call back them days.
Yes, y'all, man.
In your heart, in your soul, in your heart, in your soul,
live on.
Those days, those days, will never, 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 never grow old, never grow old.
Never come back again.
Those days never go. Never grow old.
Van Morrison and John Lee Hooker together, taken from the album from 1997 called Don't Look Back, title track in fact, and a great number indeed. Okay, quite a long number there from John Lee Hooker and Van Morrison. Let's have one more long track. Somebody who's down to be our guest towards the end of September, early October. His name is Monty Montgomery, coming from the States for a UK and European tour, and down to do a live session, which I'm looking forward to enormously. Here's the album which came out in the spring of this year called Live at Work Play, and here's a track called Wishing Well.
Bottom of a wishing well. I'm shuddering by myself, each whispering the shape of the boy. Little tender from wishes fall as the water reflects the unknown. Tired rips shoot the surface of time, but I can't think of any began. Used to be an average man, bigger than average right. So long I lost along the way. Somebody can see you. You could find me still in the corner of a box, my gloves and my own at the bottom of a wishing well.
On stage at Work Play, that's Monty Montgomery from the album of the same name, and well, not the same name as Wishing Well, but that's called Wishing Well. And hopefully, wishing on the good side, he's going to be our guest in about a month's time here in the studio for a, not an electric set, but an acoustic session, which should be very different to that, but huge fun anyway. Okay, on to another new album now. It comes from the band we featured before on the show. They're called Roadhouse, London-based. Their new album is called Sea of Souls, out on Blues Matters, and it's a great, great album. They're a really good rocking blues band. Difficult to know which one to choose from, really, but I've gone for this one, track number six on the album. It's called The Lying Game.
Don't even know your name.
the band The Roadhouse and their brand new album called Sea of Souls, and that is track 6, which is called The Lying Game. And that's almost it for The Raven and the Blues on REM FM and also on Skybird Radio. I've been very remiss. I've had a lot of emails I should be answering. I've just had such a hectic 7 days, and as you can probably gather by the voice, the virus flu thing is still hanging around. It's got to go eventually. Anyway, I will be responding to the emails pretty soon. If you drop me a line and are waiting for a response, I promise you, within the next 7 days, you'll be getting one. Email address is, as always, dave@raven.dj. And raven.dj is the website where you can follow the links to all the artists we featured and also a chance to hear the shows all over again. Let's close with a number which brings lots of memories rushing back for me. It's on Sue Records, came out in 1964. Now, in that stage, Sue Records had lots of organists on their books, electric Hammond organs, that is. Influenced by the music of Jimmy Smith, Sue Records had Jimmy McGriff, but they found this one by Hank Jacobs and released it back in 1964, and it was a massive, massive hit. Here he is, closing the programme, and this is Hank Jacobs and the Ultimate Mod Classic from 44 years ago. It's called So Far Away. Have a great week. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.